What up, fam? Welcome back to another episode of Snapback Sports. On this episode, we're recapping a fun All-Star weekend. I was in Chi-Town for the events, for the festivities. I didn't actually make it to any of the festivities, but we will talk about that and much more. So let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh! He broke his ankles! A blocked by James!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant, put the jumper.
He got it! Oh, my! And the Lakers lead!
Mamba out.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today, and as always, is my co-host, Abe Granoff. Abe, what's going on, brother?
What's up, brother?
Not much. We had our first ever pop-up shop. That was
okay. We don't
crazy.
How was the pizza? How was the pizza?
The pizza was.
That's what I came here to find out.
I like the deep dish, but everyone in Chicago like hates on it.
I don't think it would be my thing.
I liked it. It wasn't like New York pizza's better. I think it's like clearly New York pizza.
You gotta
better.
Like that style. You gotta like that style.
And I did like the style. It's just not that good. And you wouldn't want to eat it that often. Like you could have a slice of cheese in New York every night and just be like, wow, if I had deep dish every night, I'd just be sick. So pizza's good. Yeah. Had the pop-up shop. That was really fun. It was really cool. Snapback fam came 2 hours to come see us. That was awesome. Met a bunch of people. Hopefully we'll do one maybe in Philly so we can get the fam out to meet on you. They're trash talking you a little, but
I got some good DMs, some bad DMs.
Yeah.
Keegan.
My boy Keegan was talking trash, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Fun weekend overall. So let's dive into it. Let's start. We'll go backwards. The All-Star game.
Backwards. Oh, every, okay.
Like, we'll start Sunday.
Yeah, I got you.
Go to Friday. But everyone was crying when the format came out because apparently no one has a calculator and couldn't figure out how it would work. It was actually fairly simple.
I had to explain it to my friends like 5 minutes before tip-off.
It was fairly simple idea. Honestly, like, it would be cool if that was the system for basketball always. They're like,
well, that's what the what's that tournament that happens in the summer? Is it TBT tournament?
The tournament.
There's like a TBT. Yeah. There's like a that's such a shit name. The basketball tournament.
Yeah. Not very creative.
But there's like a, it's called something. I forget what it's called though. Keep going. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Anyways. No one could do math. The second they put the target score, everyone's like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Elam ending. I don't know why it's called that, but that's
called. I got
the format.
And to be clear, Elam ending is when you pick a target score and it's first team to that.
Right.
So everything about it made the game competitive. It made the first three quarters fun. And then it made the fourth quarter really high. Like, you never get that opportunity to watch the 10 best players in the world. Well, the 9 best players in the world and Kyle Lowry. Why was he on the court? But
the NBA, yeah.
But my one, I mean, the most upsetting part is, like, there's no time, right? There's no time in the fourth quarter. So then there shouldn't be a bonus. Like, you shouldn't be able to end on an on-the-floor free throw. Like, it became pickup basketball. It became first team to score this. Like,
but they should check rock.
Right. Check rock. They should have just called it off. Let AD win the tip because it would have been him versus Lowry if they accepted that challenge call. And they would have had another chance at it. But how are you going to let that great ending end like that? That was a bummer. But overall, really dope format. Really fun.
Yeah. The NBA, they did it right. They figured it out. They made the All-Star game better. I'm not going to lie. I was one of those people that was like, come on, you're doing a little bit too much with the whole adding 24 to the end. Like, I love all the tributes to Kobe, but Adam Silver was playing crazy games, and it was awesome. Plain and simple. There was, like, the no defense, cool moves and alley-oops in the first and second quarter. Third quarter, it was a little bit more intense. People were playing some D. And then in the fourth quarter, I've never seen half those players play that hard in an NBA game before, including the ones that play for my own team. But that's a whole other story. but, dude, I mean, It was awesome. It was the first time we've ever seen something like that, where guys of this talent are going as hard as they can.
It was really awesome. Kawhi Leonard wins the first ever Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP, 30 points. Really good performance from him. Just overall happy with the format, happy with how the game played out outside.
We want to talk about the national anthem or what?
I didn't get to see the national anthem.
Oh, my
God. But I heard it did. I mean, what did I rank for the national anthem in our rankings before?
What did you say?
Remember we did the episode on Thursday? I had Fergie's national anthem. I think it was my second favorite All-Star moment. Where would this have ranked? Was it even funny, though, or just brutally bad?
It depends what your sense of humor is. I kind of thought it was hysterical. But it was that – in the same breath, it was that bad. She Twitter was going off. There's a lot of stuff that I can't say on these airwaves, but – it was so funny. You have to see this video of this national anthem. It was literally Fergie 2.0. Oh, it stinks that you missed that.
I'm sure I can catch it on some form of social media or YouTube. But, all right, let's keep moving backwards. Saturday night, we made our predictions, and boy, give credit where credit is due, your boy was hot.
Yeah, you got 2 of 3.
Bam Adebayo wins the...
What did you just say? What'd you call
him? Bam Adebayo wins the skills challenge. He actually played against Sabonis. I saw a tweet online that was like, Bam and Sabonis, why are they even in the skills challenge? There's no way they make it past the first round. Obviously, they end up in
all
the final.
All the bigs did. Because none of the guards could do the pass.
Yeah, the bigs somehow, some way, always seem to... make it through, and then we moved to the 3-point contest.
Bam hit more threes in that competition than he has all year.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
How many threes?
Dude, he doesn't shoot threes.
I thought he hits a few.
You had to hit one around. I could have totally made this. I could have sworn I saw this.
I really think you made that up.
No, really.
What is it?
No.
What's the word?
Well, he is 0.2 attempted per game, so I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, crap. He took made three-pointers was what it was. Made three-pointers. He's 1 for 11 on the year.
Oh, okay. There you go. So
actually, he's only made 4 in his entire life.
So I guess that wasn't the greatest pick, but here we are with Bam as the as the champ. And then we went
Give yourself a little credit.
Right. I picked Bam, the long shot. And then I picked Buddy Hield to win it. And
I bet on Buddy Hield.
Did you? So,
thanks.
There you go. So Buddy Hield wins the 3-point competition. Then about 4 hours later, I'm standing outside of Tao Nightclub. And
weird flex.
I can't get in.
Nice.
About 400 other people can't get in. And I turned to my buddy, Alex, you know him.
Yeah.
And we're like, if LeBron showed up right now, like, could he get in? And we're like, obviously, yes.
What?
And we're like, what is the level? Because there were dudes offering 10 grand in cash that they weren't letting in. That's
I don't think you let in Rudy Gobert or Kyle Lowry.
But the point was, we're like,
I think that's the level.
We're like, who gets in? Like, what is the level of stardom? Because there was some somewhat important people there. And Buddy Hield walks up, and we're like, this is perfect. We actually get to see he's coming off the 3-point champ. Like, he's a
Walked right in.
He relatively walked in. It actually took him like 5 minutes because there was a crowd, and then they were like, all right.
They're probably just getting his section ready.
Probably. But it was like, it wasn't like, if LeBron walked up, like, he walks literally directly.
That would be weird. He's a 35-year-old father of three.
You won't be at the club if you're 35. All your boys are in town.
Well, if I was LeBron, then I'd probably be working on my craft.
Anyways, Buddy Hield gets in. Jack makes that pick. Abe makes money. Good night all around. Final.
I made a... Ugh, this pissed me off so much.
And then we both picked Aaron Gordon, but...
No, we didn't. I picked Eric Jones on the pod, but I bet on Eric Gordon. I'm learning to do that, by the way.
Okay,
I found relative success fading my microphone picks.
So I was actually 3 for 4 because my guarantee that Pat Connaughton wouldn't win was that hit. But
yeah, that doesn't count.
I should have been 3 for 3. Aaron Gordon got robbed. True or false? Let's debate.
Scottie Pippen, and no, Scottie, I'm not forgetting you. I saw you throw up that 9. Dwayne Wade should be arrested for thief. And I say that, or they should have to refund me my money that I lost on Aaron Gordon. Either or. I'm okay with either. But that was ridiculous. You know what? I saw a tweet. It was really funny. It was like, the people that are claiming that are complaining that Aaron Gordon didn't clear Taco Fall, he touched him a little bit, are the same people who can't touch the net.
Which is like, fine.
And who cares? Do you understand? He's 7 foot a million.
Yeah, but okay. So let me play devil's advocate. He picked him as his prop. If Derek Jones Jr. had picked a ladder at 7 feet and he didn't clear it, and he nudged it like he did.
Yeah, I understand. It makes it look less cool, but I mean, a little bit of critique all around for the judges. You knew this dunk contest was going downhill when that Superman Dwight Howard dunk, it was pretty much just an alley-oop over the backboard, got a 50 somehow. So they were just handing out 50s like they were also free samples. Speaking of which, I went food shopping today. And
you're really on the free sample grind.
And I walked up. I do it every time because Trader Joe's has them. I walk up to the free sample. There were 2 sections, so I went on both sides of the store. And I will never be able to now look at a free sample and not think of the XFL. Like, that is permanently engraved in my head.
I need to see the numbers for the XFL this week because...
We'll get into that. Okay. We're the best team in the league.
Okay.
But where were we? Dunk contest.
So you think Aaron Gordon was full-on robbed?
Well, no, I'm going through everyone. Dwight Howard was disgraceful.
Okay.
He got a 50 just for showing up. Pat Connaughton, honestly, impressed me.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie. Impressed me with the little...
The white man can't jump. That was
Yeah, dope. Was that the one where he double-pumped it and tapped it off the backboard?
Yeah.
Those are the best when you're like, you don't realize what's going on at first, and then they show it in slow-mo, and you're just like, wow, that was dope. Like, that was one of those dunks that I was like, well, what did he really do? There were some good dunks. It always takes it away when, like, they miss their first few attempts and you know what's coming.
That's why it's ideal to just watch on Twitter. You never see the missed dunks.
It on Twitter?
Well, I was at dinner for part of it, and I wasn't watching on TV.
Because when you're watching it live, you're just like, oh!
Right.
And then, you just see the final product.
Exactly.
But, I do think Aaron Gordon was robbed. I don't really remember what... I'm trying to think of what Derek Jones' Jr. last dunk was.
Was it the windmill that Hallie was not impressed with?
I don't know, man. I swear to God, all those dunks look the same.
I actually thought the best dunk of the night was the Aaron Gordon whatever off the side of the backboard.
Yeah, I agree. And it warmed my heart that Markel Fultz missed that first pass.
Wait, did he?
He brought out Markel Fultz.
And he missed it off the backboard?
I felt like a proud father watching Markel Fultz take that court. And then he messed up the first pass on the side of the backboard. But then he got it on the second, I think.
He's epic.
Watching Markel on the big stage right there with all the lights on him made me grin from ear to ear.
Well, I am in the boat of, I think Aaron Gordon should have won the competition, but I don't believe he got, absolutely robbed. I didn't think it was worth Aaron Gordon crying afterwards.
That's the second time it was a very close call.
Right. It's a close call, though.
And he probably got the wrong end on both of them, maybe.
Sure, but...
More so this one. More so.
Sure, but he didn't clear him. And what he was also crying about was...
He only jumped 7'4" in the air.
Well... Pick someone 7'3". That's not Derek Jones Jr. fault. But I will say what he was most upset about is I had 4 straight 50s. Okay, dude, this is the format of the competition. I don't know what you're complaining about. You knew going in how it works. Also, the judges allegedly were trying to scheme.
Oh yeah, Dwayne Wade is just rigged.
I love it.
Do we want to go down that conspiracy theory?
I mean, it's not really a conspiracy. I do believe that The judges were trying to rig it for a dunk off, and D-Wade was just like, eh, I'll plop a 9 down, and I'll give my boy a win.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Abe, you act like if it was Ben Simmons in a dunk competition, like, you would do that a million out of a million times.
Hell yeah. Exactly. But I had an idea. I had an idea, because I didn't like the idea of a dunk off necessarily. There should have to be one final dunk, and then there's a number you text and you let America vote.
It's so, I think, biased, that's a good idea.
I feel like they used to do that for some reason.
They would, but like, did they really tally it up? They did that for like American Idol.
No. They did it for
They did
the dunk contest a while back.
Yeah, they used to let you fan vote, but like
when it was like Sprite dunk contest.
It's just very,
I don't know
biased.
How much that ages me.
Yeah. Wow. What was it, Mountain?
That's a good idea though. Like, I don't know, these back and forth, like.
Yeah, but standard messaging rates apply, and you never want to get involved in that.
That was corny. That was corny.
All right, Friday night Rising Stars Challenge. I was with my boy Tommy J in Chi-Town, so we were at the club. So I didn't really see much.
What'd you go for this weekend?
A little partying, a little work, because the pop up was the main. Initiative that we did accomplish.
Yeah,
but Friday
it's weird.
Night.
That's twice you've mentioned the club, and
yeah, we're doing
once you've only mentioned the pop up. this episode.
But we were chilling, and Chance walked by, which was pretty crazy. He like bumped me.
Oh, that's what I mentioned. Like, the reason Aaron Gordon maybe should get a few points deducted is because he was getting credit for dunking over. I mean, you can back me up. 5'1" Chance the Rapper.
He's not tall. He is not
like,
tall.
Come on.
But yeah, so that was fun. I didn't get to see Rising Stars or Celebrity Game. I did hear my boy Famous Los got robbed, though, of the MVP.
I didn't get to see the Rising... Oh, wait.
That's Celebrity
Game. Celebrity Game?
Apparently, they gave it to Common because Common's a Chi-Town guy. And also, apparently, Common's pregame tonight was really brutal. He was rhyming random words.
Okay, so the NBA, like... Did you watch any? Did you do anything this weekend? Did you just go on vacation? You didn't see anything. You've been on Twitter. That's it. But the introductions. It's like every, I guess, basketball aficionado, analyst, like whether you have anything to do with the game, thought it was the most amazing, heartfelt thing in the entire world. And I was sitting there. Maybe it's just the asshole I am naturally. Just like, come on, this is ridiculous. Like, it was just. First off, the actual physical basketball game didn't start till 8:45.
I know. If you look, that's absurd.
It said the starting lineups at 7:20. Then don't tell people the game's gonna be on at 8:00. Like, they did so much wrong this All-Star weekend. But the one thing they did right was the last thing, and it was just the fourth quarter. So like they left a good taste in everyone's mouth. But I won't forget about everything else that went wrong this All-Star game weekend.
What else went wrong?
Just the dunk contest, the three-point contest was dope. What else went wrong? It's probably pretty cold in Chicago. Probably wasn't ideal for you.
Bro, the weather is just not elite up here. Oh, greatest takeaway.
I feel like it's the NBA is doing themselves an injustice by
terrible
not putting their All-Star game in like a Miami, like you
it
were in
should
the
be
Super
in
Miami.
Bowl
for Miami.
Every big event should be in Miami.
Just like something like that to make it more of a fan thing, because like this is an overall fun weekend that millions of fans would go to, unlike Pro Bowl or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like if they did it in a warm weather city, like I looked today because I was curious. It was in Chicago this year. Next year is
cold weather for the next
Indiana.
Three. Yeah.
Next year is Indiana, and the year after is Cleveland. Like,
yep.
Do you guys want
Salt
nobody
Lake City
going
in February, which will not be warm?
Salt Lake City too.
Yeah, the year after. Ugh. It's brutal. So what I was saying, biggest takeaway from the weekend: I'm having deep dish. My boy Jack is our waiter, and we're talking. He's like, "Yo, Chicago in the summer is unreal."
Yeah, but that's so funny you said that. Keep
but
going.
In the winter, you know, it is cold. And he was like, the way I think about it is when it's cold like this, and in general, it's like playing life on hard mode. And I was like, that is so accurate. Like, I can never describe why I enjoy being in warm weather so much more than cold weather.
I mean, it's just the worst. It's just the worst.
It's just, no, but that's the description. It's like, it's literally just hard mode for real life. And then when it's
so much more mental.
Right. And then when it gets warm, whether it's in Philly, New York, Chicago, cold weather cities during the winter, when it gets warm, you're on easy mode. And it's like right. enjoyable and it's fun.
I feel that. I thought that was.
Exactly. When he said it, I was literally like, wow, that's mind blowing.
Should we talk about sports or just do a life episode?
I think life episode's pretty spot on.
That is pretty cool.
So
what I was saying, we were talking about the celebrity game, Rising Stars.
Yeah, give me the Rising Stars.
Celebrity, I didn't really watch. Rising Stars, it was really cool. Just like the only thing you kind of really remember is Zion. He bent the rim and the hoop by dunking it. A lot of alley-oops. Luka hit a half court. That was pretty scripted. And then Trey hit one back tonight, actually. Okay.
What do you mean the only thing you remember? You didn't remember RJ Barrett, 27 points, 6 boards, 5 dimes?
No, you don't really remember 12 footers that much as more as you do Zion alley-oops.
Okay, fair enough. I thought RJ had a nice jam though.
In a loss?
Was it what, you know, yeah. Was it
Wait, did
tough?
They lose? Yeah, they lost.
He's on Team World. Was it tough as a Knicks fan to see Ja throwing Zion alley-oops? Yes. I'm not going to lie, but
why? You act like you could have both of them.
I mean, we had the best odds going into the lottery.
Yeah, you got neither of them.
Yep.
But, dude, Ja Morant, I want to get out ahead of this. I think he's future best player in the league to watch.
To watch.
He is so fun to watch.
He is. He's lacking a three-pointer. He can shoot a little.
What are you, a cop?
But I'm saying that's like the next element in his game that really needs to be.
Yeah, same with my point guard.
Your point guard needs a lot more work.
We were actually talking about it, me and my buddies that I was with. Like, there's no way the NBA didn't invite Ben Simmons to do the skills competition because, like, he fits the mold of everything they want with, like, speed, passing, guard skills. But just the three-pointer. Like, what would he do in the skills competition?
It would be too much, like... I think he's like afraid of people or something. I don't know.
The NBA should like slip. Okay, relax how you talk about him. But the NBA, he had 17 tonight, by the way, very, very quietly. But the NBA should like slip him money under the table just to do it because I swear to God the ratings would go up skyrocket for the skills competition. Like people just to see Ben Simmons shoot these threes because you know he's making one. So yeah, CP3 also had a...
And a jam.
Yeah, what was that?
Dude, he's so good.
No, he's not.
Okay. anyways, I do want to give a special shout-out to everyone who came to the pop-up shop. It was really dope. There's not much more to say than, like, the support.
How many heads do you think showed out?
How many snapback-specific heads? I would say probably 20 to 25, which was
any baby goat jerseys?
No baby goat jerseys. We sold about 15 to 20 snapback tees on site, which was awesome. Got a ton of pictures, signed some autographs. It was just crazy. It was literally crazy.
Damn,
never
can
really
I get
thought.
Your autograph? if anyone wants my autograph, I don't know. Feel free to ask me.
All right, Abe, read some ads so we can make some money, and then we'll get Monday Mailbag going.
Yeah, gotta feed the fam, and by that I mean my actual fam. But let's hear from our guys at Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all things sports. March Madness, the Masters, Major League Opening Day, NBA playoffs are all right around the corner. Bet Online has you covered for all your latest news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. The best part, when you sign up, you receive a 50% welcome bonus. Oh, we got the Wilder Fury fight on Saturday. That's going to be awesome.
Okay.
But yeah, we got that rematch going down this Saturday night, and we can't think of a better way to wager on the fight than doing it with actual free money. Head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code BLUEWIRE to revive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Jack and I signed up. It's super easy. And if you're already into betting, it's a fantastic way to support the Snapback Podcast. Again, that's promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, when you sign up at betonline.ag. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Thank you, Abe. All right, first question, David.Arts93. Does Zion have a chance to win Rookie of the Year? My opinion, I don't think so. I think it's more to do with Ja actually. Ja's clearly in the lead, but he's like impressively in the lead and playing very, very well.
Yeah,
and
I the agree. Grizzlies like are the fun. Fact that the Grizzlies are winning.
Exactly. It's not
like sure stats. Zion's gonna just raw numbers be better than Ja for the rest of the year probably, but like the way that the award, like, it's not really the best rookie. It's like who's the most impressive, and like with Ja's whole body of work, plus the Grizzlies might make the playoffs.
Yeah,
probably won't, honestly. But no, I don't think so. It would be cool to see though. I'm curious how many votes Zion's gonna get.
I think we can get the best of both worlds. I think Ja deserves Rookie of the Year. He's gonna play the whole season. He's gonna make the Grizzlies really good. And I think we can also see Zion of the last 30 games of the season be super impressive, put up big-time number one pick numbers, be healthy, be effective.
I'm curious if the Pelicans, like, lose a few and, like, the last, like, I don't know, X amount of games, they shut them down.
Yeah.
That would suck. A kid's 18. Like, come on.
Well, I think that's the point is, like,
I hate to get all boomer and, like, old generation on you, but, like, he's 18 years or however old he is, 19.
I think that's the point, though, is like...
No, I understand the concept behind
specifically him, though. Like, you wouldn't shut down an RJ. You wouldn't shut down a Ja. It's his body.
Because he's fat?
Yes. Him landing on those knees at... Dude, his muscles and stuff and his brain
even. So you're like, you have to be perennially afraid of him to jump for the rest of his career, essentially? Come on. It's a little ridiculous.
All right. Robbie Smith 2.0 says, do you like Chicago style or New York pizza better?
I've never had Chicago, but...
You've never had deep dish before?
I've never been to Chicago.
Okay. You could still have deep dish not in Chicago.
I've never had deep dish.
Okay. New York pizza.
I feel like I should.
Everyone is asking, do you think Aaron Gordon was robbed?
Yeah, everyone pretty much.
I personally don't think he was robbed. I think he should have won, but I think there's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, you're drawing a line, but, I mean, I think he was robbed. However you want to phrase it, he should have won.
Okay.
Plain and simple. Jack says he should have won. I said he was robbed. Maybe I'm a little bit more aggressive.
And then last question. Actually, two questions. This is a combo first. Big 4 2.0 and Andres J 00048. They want to know thoughts on the Astros and the whole situation.
I mean, it seems like there's something new every day. Like, somebody new speaks and finds a way to mess it up even more, right?
Whether it's a nightmare.
Bregman and these apologies, and then Bellinger's going at them, and then Carlos Correa steps up and says, you don't know what you're effing talking about. He says either he doesn't know how to read, he's either bad at reading comprehension or something. Correa went off on Bellinger and other people that were making comments. And then the commissioner doubles down on his punishment, saying it was more than fair. What would taking the trophy away do? It's just a piece of metal, which to an extent I agree with. But there were like baseball hardos out there were like, oh, so now the only thing a championship means is a piece of metal? Like, come on, dude. That's, you know what he meant. But it's wild. And meanwhile, Dusty Baker sitting in the back just like, I mean, hey, just don't hurt my guys. But it's interesting to see. Like, they are going to get absolutely booed. It will be a packed house everywhere they go this season. They will sell out games, and people will boo the shit out of them all year. And it's honestly going to be good television. This is good for the MLB, who, like, is trying to keep themselves in the news. I mean, it's not good for their game of baseball. Don't get me wrong. But, like... You know what I mean? Like, people are going to tune in to watch these guys get inevitably plunked. Like, that's what's going to happen. And it's up to the league to honestly step in and say, are they going to draw a line, or are Astros players going to get plunked every 162 games this year? Like, when will that stop?
You know...
Because they are going to get plunked.
You know when it'll stop is when they show an ounce of remorse. That, to me, has been the most...
What does that... Like... What's done is done. I don't understand what remorse they can show.
What remorse?
Maybe handle it in a better way. That, but like,
that's the showing, definition of remorse.
No, you act like they should like they should cry on, like, what do you want to, them to do more?
I want Correa not to call out other players. I want him to be like, you know what? But we were wrong. They're denying stuff when it was.
He was doing that in the same breath.
What do you mean? People have denied it. People have said, "Oh, it didn't help us."
Correa said, "What we did was wrong," and like he apologized. So then,
Why would he say Bellinger doesn't know what he's talking about?
Because Bellinger was accusing Altuve of doing stuff when Altuve and Reddick, he was going at Altuve saying you didn't deserve the MVP. And then when apparently Altuve and Reddick were two of the people that maybe didn't cheat, because the MLB is keeping these players immune, it's all he said, he said. And that's what it's only going to be. And, I mean, it's who do you believe? Because Correa was saying that Altuve and Reddick didn't actually, they weren't a part of it. Like, that people, they told them not to give them signs. Because you have to think, I was talking to
one of our friends. Okay, but they're still guilty. By knowing their entire team's cheating.
And they were saying they were guilty. I just don't understand what more that people want, mainly Yankees fans, because they won't stop crying.
I think players should have been suspended, without a doubt.
They should. I'm not saying the punishment was just. I'm saying what more can happen now for people to feel better about it and like say, the Astros.
They won't.
Yeah, so what's done is done from the
forever. But you're saying it like people shouldn't be upset with them, and that
No. What I'm saying is people have a reason to be upset with them. What I'm saying is I don't understand the people that want more out of the Astros. Like, what more can they do now to make you feel better? There's nothing.
Okay,
like, what's done is done.
I'll explain it. I think they could totally suspend some of their guys. They won't. They could.
Oh, you're saying the internal.
No, well, you're saying what more could they do? So that's an option. I'm saying in general.
But essentially, Jack, you realize what you're saying, though? That means you're outing your own players when the MLB itself wouldn't even do that. Okay,
so if that's not an option, which I know it's not, I genuinely think the players should have shown more remorse. They should, every single statement, even if it was just a PR thing, should have been, we cheated, we are sorry, that's it. And it was not like that. It was not like that.
I mean,
that
they have been owning up to it.
To a degree.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying there should be no way, like, they should sit back and take everything, whether it's true or not, and just take it to the chin just
exactly.
Because.
Exactly. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. And I don't know, man.
At some point, it's defamation of. I mean, don't get me
it's
wrong.
It's not, though.
This sounds like I'm defending the Astros, but, like. I don't. As a man, it's so hard to sit back and just take all that to the chin. Like,
okay,
like, and we got to be realistic about this.
Well, that's a different conversation of like, all right, if Altuve really didn't cheat and you're defending him, that's different. But I'll give you my example, which was a fair point. I forget who said it. I think it was Correa. It might have been Springer. I'm not sure. But they were like, the Yankees scored one run in game one, one run in game two, one run in game six, or one run in game five, whatever. Like, yes, that is accurate, but shut up. Like, just stop trying to fight it. You guys were cheating throughout these games. You shouldn't be talking smack back. Like, if they found out before the playoffs, like, the team's kicked out of the playoffs. They should not have had a World Series. They should have had – the World Series should be taken away. I don't even understand, like, how the punishment now, looking back and actually thinking about it, how it was so small. Literally –
that's what we said right away. The punishment was a slap on the wrist.
It's absurd. And I know, making it an asterisk in the history books doesn't actually do anything, but it does. It does say something, and it does make a difference.
It says that it's an effort thing. Like, you're never going to take away, like, if the NFL came down, I'm just thinking on a personal level, if the NFL came down tomorrow and stripped the Eagles of the Super Bowl, I would sleep like a freaking baby, because I'll always have those memories of when my team won the Super Bowl,
but
whether it was tainted or not. Like, you can't take that away from the city of Houston, from the players that were on that parade, those floats and everything.
Yes, they have lived those moments, and they celebrated, and that was exciting. Which
you know what's interesting? I saw you're talking about the Astros complaining, like, and how they should shut up. One point one of them did bring up was, who was the pitcher that came out with it? Matt Fryers on the A's with the mustache? Mike, that's what I thought. You don't hear him apologizing. You know what I mean? He was on that float. He was celebrating with them. He got that ring. You don't hear him apologizing when he knew what was going on the entire time, but he came out X amount of years later. Just an interesting thing that they said. But I agree. So what you're saying is the Astros should shut up in terms of defending like other teams and like how the Yankees played against them, how they still played well. But you understand what I'm saying about like they went at Altuve saying he shouldn't have the MVP when maybe he didn't cheat. Maybe Altuve wasn't. Like, you're still defending your guys. You know
what
I mean?
That's fine,
like,
but then
it's still camaraderie.
You could even rabbit hole it even further and be like, well, why were so many people on base? Why did they win so many games? And which are all factors that play into his MVP.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I understand that I sound like I'm backing up the Astros with this. Like, the punishment was not harsh enough. They obviously cheated. It's tainted. It was ridiculous. They cost people their careers, probably.
Right.
And not probably, definitely. And, but like, I'm just sick of the crying. I'm sick of the crying on the internet. Like,
no, you're sick of Yankees fans crying. And because that's because they're a different level and they act.
No,
like,
everybody. Like,
I disagree.
Every sports writer.
This is underratedly one of the biggest scandals.
It is. But,
and it's not
also an interesting nugget.
Like,
do you think that we would still be talking about it X amount of months later if they didn't win the World Series? Maybe they lost the World Series or they lost the ALCS.
No, but that...
You think we wouldn't be talking about it?
Well, we would be talking about it, but it wouldn't be one of the biggest scandals because we're literally saying X led to X.
Right, but I'm also playing devil's advocate. Like, apparently in the World Series, it's impossible to decode signs like that because they're so complex from game to game. It's way different than when you're in the midst of a 162-game season. You have more time to game plan and change the signs from night to night. So, I mean, we'll never really know the extent of what happened. We just know the overarching theme, and it's messed up. It's very messed up, but
I mean,
I don't
do
know,
you
man.
Remember
I just,
that,
I don't
that
understand.
Insane game against the Dodgers?
Yeah. Was
where
it a
all
game?
They could do was hit home runs in L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
think about how sick that game was. Now, looking back, and I'm like, did they really?
Well,
know
yeah, everything every they did that well coming? That year, whether they cheated or not in that particular moment in time, you have to question.
Yeah,
and that's why it's tainted.
Whatever. I'm definitely not rooting for the Astros this year.
I'm not gonna lie, Jack. Some sick part of me.
Yeah, like I don't have any of that in me. I don't. I'm just not a real fan of them. They were cocky last year, and that's why I started rooting for the Nationals.
I'm not going to lie. I just hate the Yankees, man. I just hate the Yankees.
Yeah, that's
I think that's what's making me want to root for the Astros. But, I mean, that's all I'm going to leave it at because I'm going to say,
okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Last
Go
question.
Phillies. Go Phillies.
Quick one. Noah Thompson, AJ Green landing spot.
Please not my team.
Really?
Dude, he's a 32-year-old, 31-year-old receiver who's always injured. When's the last time he's played like a full season? Maybe. I just what is AJ Green giving you at this point in his career that he's going to be worth? It depends what his contract looks like, but
he's going to get a 1 or 2 year deal. It's going to be an extremely. Not extremely. It's going to be a pretty team-friendly deal. He's one of the best receivers on the market.
Will it be team-friendly?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's not going to ask for a 4-year deal. He's going to have not played in a while, but he's also going to be
the healthiest. But, like, what kind of team can he come into?
What kind of team? He could go to New England. He could go to Carolina. He could go to Baltimore. He could go anywhere and be super
You would
fight.
Want him on the Ravens?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. And the fact that
I guess it's a matter of
all
how
people
much
would
money
say
he's
you don't want AJ Green, you were down to your 19th string wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have used AJ Green this year? Like, I don't even get that.
Like, this year, yeah. I'm just saying, like, in terms of.
Oh, next year with your. Yeah, because you guys always seem to be the healthiest group, right?
Dude, what did I do? What did I do to you?
You just said you wouldn't want AJ Green when I think that's the most ridiculous statement ever.
Because I don't think.
You act like you have a wealth of wide receivers on your roster right now.
I think you can spend smarter money. Okay. How about that?
Go re-sign Aguilar and Greg Ward for $6 million apiece.
Let me Nelson know how Aguilar, that is. I will bet you Nelson Aguilar will not be on this roster next year.
Okay, who are going to be your wide receivers that you don't want AJ Green?
It's not that I don't want AJ Green.
Well, you literally
for the
just
right
said
price.
That. You literally,
sure.
No, Abe. If whoever's listening to this podcast,
yeah, no, I just sound like the Abe, Astros owner, actually.
Abe literally just said, I don't want AJ Green on my team.
Okay.
And now he just said,
I don't want AJ Green on my team.
All right,
I don't want AJ Green on my team.
That's your final statement. You do not want him on your team.
No.
Okay. And who is your wide receivers going into next year?
Hopefully DeSean Jackson. Okay. Zach.
Wait, sorry. DeSean Jackson, the 34-year-old wide receiver who can't stay healthy anymore?
Who can do a lot more on the field at this age than AJ Green can.
Okay. Continue. False, but continue.
I'll consider Zach Ertz a wide receiver.
Nope, he's a tight end. That's blasphemous.
Listen, you act like I would take a Robbie Anderson on my team before I would take an AJ Green.
Okay,
like,
so
there's other receivers on the market. I don't know why I'm getting booked for not wanting.
You're comfortable paying Robbie Anderson 4 for 48, which is what he's going to get, over AJ Green 2 for 17.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have now AJ Green. No, sorry, you have Robbie Anderson. DeSean Jackson, 39 years old. Who else do you have? Who's playing in the slot? Greg Ward, you're re-signing?
Hopefully we draft somebody. Obviously, receiver is a position that we need.
Okay.
It's pretty. Anyone with two eyes.
You know what? I hope Dallas signs freaking AJ Green, crushes you guys for 800 yards in two games.
I saw a little rumor mill that if they don't pay Amari, we could be in the mix for that.
Okay. Amari's a really good receiver.
I love Amari.
Yeah, really good route runner.
I actually hate Amari because I just have to. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like when I hated Odell, and then he went to the Browns, and I could come out of the closet.
Odell? Who came out of the closet?
What did I say?
You said Odell. Odell? I don't know.
Yeah, I could finally come out of the closet being a huge Odell Beckham fan. I had to hide it when he was a Giant.
I might just have Charlie cut off after you say I finally came out of the closet. All right, Snapback fam, thank you guys for listening to our All-Star Pod and Monday Mailbag. Much love. We are going to do a fun segment every Thursday going forward. It's going to be called Ranked.
We got a special Thursday coming up.
What's on Thursday?
I don't know. I think we got something special coming up now.
Okay. I just announced it, I thought.
Never mind. We'll talk off there.
Anyways, we'll do a segment called Ranked, and if you guys want us to rank different things, send it to us on Instagram and we will shout you out, and then we'll rank. You know, we did our favorite all-star moments this week. Maybe we'll do our favorite life advice, like playing hard mode in the cold.
I'm telling you, if we just do a life lesson like podcast,
it could work.
I have a lot of wisdom to share.
That is where we'll cut it off then. All right, fam. Much love. Peace.